You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. This week, we're joined by my partner, Matthew Peck, as well as special guest attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. And we've been talking for the last several weeks, kind of started from ground zero. If you missed any past shows, you'll want to go back and listen on the podcast, which is just type in SHP Financial. You'll find all of our previous shows. We find that a lot of folks have plans or portfolios, but they're incomplete. Meaning you might have stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You might even have a written income plan if you're lucky. Maybe you do a little bit of tax planning. But very few people that come to us for the first time have an income plan, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, and estate plan, all under one package, all communicating together under one plan. And that's what the SHP Retirement Roadmap is. That's what it's a plan designed to get you to and through retirement. So the last few shows, we spend about three or four shows alone just on income planning and all the various aspects of that. Then last week, Matt and I jumped to legacy planning. So we know it's important. For some people we meet with, it's so important to leave money behind. Other people say, I want to bounce my last check. But the reality is, if you've saved a decent amount of money and you have a home, you're probably going to leave money behind. And most people I talk to don't want to just leave that to the government. They don't want it to get caught in probate. Hence the point of this show, which is all about legacy planning. So with that being said, Matt, Keith, I'll go to you. Keith, welcome to the show. It's been a little while.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you.
Everything
glad
good?
To be here. Everything's going great. Yeah, yeah. Happy to be in the new year and all is looking great. Busy as ever.
And, any new laws we have to worry about?
Oh, yeah. We get plenty new laws and plenty coming our way.
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Has there already been sort of, whether it's with the new administration or, you know, people starting to already kind of get an idea of what policy is, or is it too soon?
Maybe 20% of the clients have already contacted me to say, what do I do? How do I stay abreast of things? What's going on? McManus Estate Planning, now we're running out blogs every week or every other week, depending on the necessity for it. And we want to keep people up to date because I do think there's going to be some significant changes coming our way.
That's why I think we want, as we go into this show and as we're going to get into like the importance of legacy planning and really the important documents that you really need to have in order. It's not just a will. There's more things, depending on your situation, that you should really look into. So when Matt and I talk about it week in, week out about how it's more surprising, and we're not here to judge anyone, and we're just here to help people, right? Everyone's in different situations. Everyone started planning sooner or later. Everyone's in a different boat. But I guess I'm surprised for the amount of assets people have when they come in to see us, where they've never really set up any formal estate plan. So do you see a lot of that? People come into your office, and obviously I'm sure they're taking the step to do so, but are you surprised that they didn't start earlier?
Yeah, far too often. I mean, I have to give credit to SHP. You guys do a phenomenal job raising awareness that people need to look at this because it happens quick. You know, it happens quickly. You could get a bad diagnosis or someone pass away unexpectedly, and it can really throw a family into complete panic and turmoil. And you know, we're not magicians as attorneys. We're trying to get ahead of a problem as a planning office. So I really got to hand you credit that's great you do that. You never see that from SHP clients, but I do see it from a lot of other people who don't have proper financial or tax advisors.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's a cohesive and a holistic plan. There's no one person sitting around the table as an advisor for a client that's going to figure it all out.
You need a plan.
The advisors need to talk to each other, have a good communication, understand their respective roles and their respective strengths and weaknesses, and then the client really benefits. They get that that round table of advisors.
And what was interesting was last weekend, you know, Derek and I were talking about it when we were kicking it off. We were talking about it on our role is to, as you were saying, Keith, you know, bring awareness, but then also begin to, you know, sort of give them questions, give them things to think about the next generation, about their priorities. Yeah. You know, we were talking about how certain clients will come in, will say, look, you know, you can retire right now, and every single day that you're going back to work is because you're just adding to the pile that goes the next generation. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want, or is that not what you want? Yeah. You know, and it's great because, as I said, we can sort of approach it from a financial aspect, and now it's like, okay, now we need to get things done. Now we need to make sure that it gets executed properly, and that's when someone like yourself comes in, and as I said, you know, now we're communicating, and now we're making sure that what we talk about actually gets executed.
And Matt, that's what we've talked about. It's good to have some outside perspective like Keith, because it's easy for us to say time and time again of like, hey, here's what SHP does that's different than other firms, right? But this is real stuff. We're talking about estate planning. We're talking about tax planning. It's not just a word. There's so much that goes into these plans for the clients that we work with. And it's amazing. I think a couple reasons why, you know, in the last bunch of years, how we've, you know, grown the company, it's not, you know, I think we have good people here, first of all, that we work collectively together. And I was listening to some podcasts last weekend, Matt, and just, it's crazy what people charge for what we do. Maybe we're undercharged. Yeah. I'm like, it's like,
they don't give any ideas.
I know, right? People are like, you know, we charge 1.5% for management fees. Then we charge a $5,000 financial planning fee. And then it's every year. So these people are paying like 2.5% for these plans. And it's like, our highest fee, our minimum is more $500,000. Our highest fee is 1%.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it goes down from there, and it's like that includes the management, but it also includes at SHP Financial the roadmap. It includes coordinating the estate plan, tax plan, healthcare, income plan, all under one roof.
Can I make a point to that too, Derek? To be clear, SHP is totally separate from McManus.
Exactly.
Right. You guys are bringing up legacy planning and estate planning for the good of your clients, and to make it clear, you guys don't make a penny off it.
Well, right. That's the thing.
It's purely because you want to do the right thing by the client.
Well, if we're making them all this money...
That's why I never see it from so many other financial advisors, because I don't think the advisors, to be completely frank, I don't think they bring it up because they're not making a check.
Well, it's extra work to not get paid.
Yeah. And but you're doing the right thing.
And some companies
people.
Do. Yeah. Some companies, I don't want to throw everyone in the bus,
right,
but the thing is, if we're sitting there and it's like, hey, we're going to make you an extra 1% a year. We're going to save you this much in taxes. We're going to reduce your fees. Oh, but by the way, you have this $50,000 tax bill just sitting there that we can cure. I'm going to make sure they go to Attorney McManus or get figured out.
Yeah.
And that's true planning, Matt. And when it comes to building a plan, it's not just come in, you know, I think that's the norm, right? Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's changing. We want everyone to offer the same services we offer, because I think it's going to benefit everyone, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just SHP that we want, and there's more firms that do it, but there's probably not enough firms that do it. It is what I would say. So if you're a lot of you, if you're listening to this right now, you might be sitting there saying, wow, I have this portfolio. It's done really well. I've grown my assets. I'm really happy. But my advisor doesn't talk to me about taxes.
Yeah.
My advisor doesn't talk to me about trusts. My advisor doesn't talk to me about this healthcare plan. And yeah, granted, I might be doing well in the market. Everyone is. Right? But there's so much more to consider. That's like, think of a big piece of a pie. One slice is investments. Then there's another slice that's income. Then taxes, healthcare, estate planning. So make sure you have that full pie, because when you get to retirement, you definitely don't want to go back to work. I can promise you that. You do not want to go back to work. You want to do it right the first time. And so that's what we're here to help you do. Collectively, Attorney McManus, SHP, our team is here to work with you, right? Yes, we have a minimum. It's $500,000. But that's because the type of planning that we do is best suited for that. We're not trying to be arrogant. It's just more of the type of planning that we do. So if you want to set up a time to visit with us, we're happy to do so. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Part of this consultation also involves Attorney McManus and his firm giving a complimentary consultation on an estate plan. Do you have one? Is it updated? Do you want a second opinion to make sure it's kept up with the current law? The number to call right now is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800 877-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit right online and get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined again for next segment with attorney Keith McManus, and we're going to go into the important documents that you need to make sure you have and that are updated in terms of an estate plan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back to the SHP Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. And this week we're talking about the importance of legacy, we call it the legacy plan or the estate planning. That's kind of, think of in the retirement roadmap world here at SHP, we call that world number five. Income one, investments two, taxes three, healthcare four, estate planning slash legacy five. And some of you are listening right now and saying, you know what, I really want to make sure my son, daughter, grandkids get $1 million or $2 million a person. And then I have other people listening saying, heck no, I want to bounce my last check and hopefully there's nothing left to the next generation. But the reality is, for most of our clients here at SHP, Matt, and Keith, you know this too, when you're building good, solid plans, chances are there's going to be money for you to live on and there's going to be money for the next generation if it's done right. Unless you want, you know, it's impossible to time it to bounce your last check. And even if you do, you probably have property and life insurance. So it's an important thing to plan for. And I would say some clients come in and let's say you're listening to the radio show. They come in for the first visit. We're going through some questions, getting to know them a little bit better. And we say, you know, what have you done from a legacy standpoint? And a lot of them will say, you know, we've done some, you know, we have beneficiaries on our IRAs and 401ks. We say, great, that's a good start. At least we're avoiding some probate there. What about your home? No, we own that together. What about estate plan and wills and trusts? Well, we did a will when our kids were, you know, 10 and 11. Now they're 30. So, you know, and we're not here to judge at all. We're just saying it's such an important part of financial planning is building a true estate plan. So Keith, this is Keith McManus here from McManus Estate Planning. What would be some, like when someone's coming to you for the first time, let's say they're in their 50s, 60s, they're getting ready to retire or already retired. What are some, and they've saved $1 million or more. Mm-hmm. What are some important documents that they should definitely have?
Sure, Derek. So as an attorney, when I'm seeing people for the first time, generally what's on their mind is family harmony. They want to make sure that if someone dies or becomes unwell, that it's not going to be disruptive to the family. They don't usually come in and they're immediately thinking about, gosh, how much am I going to save and let me do this and that. But those issues come out in the first meeting. Generally, though, they're thinking something like, gee, I saw it when someone passed away unexpectedly. They wanted to bounce their last check, but guess what? They died a lot sooner than they thought. And something came up. They got a bad diagnosis. They got infected somewhere. They got something bad happened or they contracted some disease and now they've died. And so now what do we do? And they don't want that to happen to their family. So they want to get ahead of the problem. So all of our clients have one thing in common. They're proactive. They want to get in advance of a problem. We're not this last minute, latch ditch, call McManus Estate Planning at the 11th hour when everybody, you know, that's too late at that point. You can call us at that point, but it's going to be an emergency. It's going to be a serious issue.
It's not going to be anywhere near as good.
And it's not a plan. At that point, it's a reaction.
It's a fire drill.
It's a fire drill, right. And it's usually a referral to a litigation type attorney who's going to be in court with these people. It's going to be miserable.
Ugh, just ugly.
Yeah. So, Derek, typically what happens is they'll start off with some documents and we'll get a core document package together that's different for every person depending on the family, the relationships in the family, and the complexity of their family, as well as the complexity or the simplicity of the asset. So we look at the family dynamics, we look at the assets, and generally people are going to develop their plan around one or more trusts. Yep. Now, you don't have to be multimillionaires to have trusts. People have trusts all the time for modest estates. They want to avoid probate, like you said. They want to make sure that if someone in their family's not well, like even if everyone's well today, we have no idea if they're going to be well tomorrow or when you've passed away. So we want trust to be able to protect whatever wealth there is whenever the people have died, so that it's not getting caught up in a probate system and a court system, so that we're minimizing or eliminating estate taxes, which they're often unaware that even exist.
Yep.
Capital gains taxes, you want to make sure you're getting a basis adjustment when people have died and not missing that by making gifts and things like that. You know,
and so the trust is really the trust in the first and foremost helps property avoid probate, helps assets avoid probate, has some potential tax saving benefits, especially in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And some, you know, making sure assets go to the right person in the bloodline, especially Matt. We have a lot of clients that have they're in second marriages. They have mm-hmm. different children and yeah. from different marriages. And that's want to make sure it's all spelled out.
Well, and I think too, and that's why I was going to ask you, Keith, to kind of go back and to review that aspect of a trust, because I think, you know, the key word that you mentioned, that people who have sort of minimal estates would still benefit from one. So yeah. I definitely, at least in my opinion, I think there's still that misconception like, oh, you know, I'm not a Kennedy or a Rockefeller, so why would I ever have a trust? I just need a will.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, not necessarily.
Even a modest estate can benefit in a variety of ways. All of what Derek just listed is correct. I'd add one more, which is asset protection. Now, first of all, to be clear, please, please do not assume that if you have a trust, it does any of this, because trusts are all very customized.
Correct.
It's almost like writing a computer program now. It's not a template. It's not a form. And not all trusts
or it shouldn't
be. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Not all trusts have these benefits. But asset protection, Matt, is when you say to yourself, geez, I've accumulated even a modest estate. What if when I've died, one of my children is in the midst of a divorce? What if they got hurt? What if they got in a car accident? What if they developed an injury? What if my grandchildren are born with a disability? What if something like that happens and, you know, you just don't have a trust? Then your only option is kind of having these assets flow right into that person's name and social security number, where all kinds of mayhem can unfold. But if it goes to a trust that's done right by a talented trust attorney, who their law firm just does estate planning, you know, no other areas of practice, then that's what you can protect against.
All right. So trust is one thing. What are some other, because it's some other basic documents that a lot of folks don't have that everyone should have.
So always included in plans like that are things such as wills, health proxies, HIPAA authorizations to give medical access, powers of attorney, and the incapacity documents that allow loved ones to make medical and financial decisions
for
you if you're not well. Incredibly helpful documents. Also making sure that assets are connected to the trust. So there's a whole host of documents, probably about 10 or 12 in all, in most of our foundational plans.
That's a big one too. Huh? We have a lot of folks that come into us for the first time that, yeah, I have my estate plan in place. And then we look at their assets and it's like everything's owned individually.
Yeah. I mean, I stole that line from Attorney McManus, who said, you know, having a trust without anything in it is like a car with no gas.
Exactly.
I mean, even though the attorney might create this and have it executed, and normally you guys take care of the property.
Yeah.
But when it comes to all the other liquid assets, you know, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, an extra step does need to be taken. And that's obviously part of what we do and the services we add. But it's amazing that sometimes that step is also something, even when they have a trust, sometimes they forget to fund it.
Yeah, like, well, for instance, most people, you're looking at beneficiaries of retirement accounts, very often the beneficiaries are children in their name and
we
social.
We were talking about that last week.
Sometimes they're even minors.
Yeah, it's a mother from when they set up when they were 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why it's so important. This we talk a lot about, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, right? Some people do-it-yourselfer say, I don't need any financial help. You might be able to manage stocks and bonds, mutual funds, but do you know where your income's going to come from? If you do, you're like, oh, you might be sitting there saying, yeah, I do. Do you know that you follow up with a tax code to know all the different tax savings that you may be eligible for while you're alive? And then do you have an estate plan that's set up so that when if something happens to you, everything's left to the charities, loved ones that you want in the most tax efficient manner? And that's why we've said it for years and years, but that's an SHP retirement roadmap. You can get a pile of stocks and bonds anywhere, right? I think what's different here is to get an SHP retirement roadmap, it takes the right person that really wants to cover all these areas so they can live their retirement and not worry about all this, right? They have us to do it. They have us to worry about where their income is going to come from, the volatility in their portfolio. They're involved. But that's what we do, right? And yeah, so one of the things we try to be upfront with is we have a minimum. It's $500,000. And some people get almost offended by that. But for the type of planning we do, it just makes sense right, to have assets. We can't do all this if someone doesn't have that. So just being completely honest here, but for someone who's saved up the right amount of money, that's looking to build a plan, that wants a second opinion, there's no charge to sit down for that first meeting. There's the number to do so is 800-227-7777. You can do it virtually. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number again, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to leave you with a tip of the week. Right after this, we'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. And on this show, we've been talking about the importance of legacy planning, estate planning, world number five in the SHP retirement roadmap. This is an important area. If you missed any part of this show or you want to listen to past shows, however you listen to your podcasts, you probably, you know, it's become a huge thing now. It wasn't even when we started radio, you know, what is it, 13 years ago? We didn't even talk about podcasts. I don't think right. It was a thing. But now everyone listens to podcasts. So if you missed any of this show and you want to listen to past shows, however you listen to your podcast, whether it's iTunes or Google Play or whatever it is, go there, type in SHP Financial. You'll find this show and all of our past shows there as well. So with that being said, we've been lucky enough for this show to be joined by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. And we always want to leave you with a kind of like a final tip of the week. And so, Keith, we talked about a lot of different areas today in setting up an estate plan, setting up a trust potentially, setting up the important documents, healthcare proxies, HIPAA authorizations, durable power of attorneys. Sounds like a lot, but you do this work for so many of the folks that we work with and that you work with. So with that being said, what would be like a final tip that you can leave everyone with today?
So Derek, it's hard to narrow it down, but if I said there was one tip, it is the mindset. It is to be proactive and do not delay in creating an estate plan. You cannot assume that you're going to live a long, long life. You can't assume tomorrow what tomorrow is going to bring. So the nice thing about estate planning is you do it, and once it's done, it puts your mind at peace. It increases your family's harmony. And you know that you've knocked down the basics of avoiding probate, addressing taxation, and protecting wealth for your loved ones if you're not well or you've died.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit. And I would say, you know, because that's the thing is some people don't even like to talk about this, Matt. They kind of put it off. And
there's a lot of superstition still out there.
Yeah, it's
weird. They think if I begin to think about death in the next chapter, yeah, it's going to happen right then.
One of my clients has been with us for 10 years at least. And he's for the first few years, he's like, I just can't do it. I'm like, you got to go sit down with Keith. Like, yeah, you guys have saved up $2 million. Like, what are you doing? And he'd always laugh. Like, yeah, I just feel like if I go there, and I'm like, trust me, nothing, it's not going to change if you pass away tomorrow or in 5 years or 20 years or 50 years, yeah, if you go set up an estate plan.
Right.
But we know at some point that day's going to come, so you should have an estate plan. And he would always laugh, and they did it a few years ago. But my takeaway, and we have been talking about this offline, is just the importance of having a team, right? I see so many folks come into our office, and there's nothing wrong with being like a one-person financial planning firm, right? And they do a good job. But I would say the benefit, if I had to say, of working with SHP and our team here, including you, Keith, is that there's so many folks working on your behalf, whether it's on the tax side, whether it's on the planning side, on the investment side, on the legal side, right? So that our goal here for the clients that come to us is it's one-stop shopping, if you will, for their entire retirement in the rest of their lives. And so I'd say the foundation when it comes to planning, when people start out, one of the most concerns they have is income, right? Having enough income for the rest of their lives. But then they want to make sure their investments are managed properly. then they want to make sure they're being tax efficient. We saw all these new tax laws we're going to talk about next week. I have a list right here of all these proposals that are coming up tax-wise. You know, make sure you stay tuned because there's a lot of things going on. And they, you know, if I'm you listening, I want to make sure that I have someone focusing on the taxes and what's happening there. And what if a healthcare situation arises? And if I, with all these assets I've worked my butt off to save, what's the legacy aspect? What's my estate plan? That's a true plan. That's what we do here at SHP Financial. So if you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, now's the time I want to take action, or maybe I have a plan, but I want to get a second opinion, or maybe you're just like, I don't have any of this and I need to start from scratch. That's what we're here to help you do. Usually when you come into our offices or you do a virtual meeting, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. And again, virtual. And when you come in, that first meeting is really just this, hey, how you doing? Get to know each other. You can ask anything of us. We ask any, you know, certain questions of you to learn about your situation. Have a nice conversation. There's no cost, no pressure. If it makes sense, we then go to a second meeting and start building a plan. But I would at least take us up on the offer, especially if you're getting close to or in retirement. So the number to do so, if you call right now, it's 800-227-7777. You'll call, someone will pick up the phone, you'll either get a return call today or Monday, and we'll schedule you. Again, the number is 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com and get a ton of other useful information about different areas of planning, again, right at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. This week, we're joined by my partner, Matthew Peck, as well as special guest attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. And we've been talking for the last several weeks, kind of started from ground zero. If you missed any past shows, you'll want to go back and listen on the podcast, which is just type in SHP Financial. You'll find all of our previous shows. We find that a lot of folks have plans or portfolios, but they're incomplete, meaning you might have stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You might even have a written income plan if you're lucky. Maybe you do a little bit of tax planning, but very few people that come to us for the first time have an income plan, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, and estate plan, all under one package, all communicating together under one plan. And that's what the SHP Retirement Roadmap is. That's what it's a plan designed to get you to and through retirement. So the last few shows, we spent about three or four shows alone just on income planning and all the various aspects of that. Then last week, Matt and I jumped to legacy planning. So we know it's important. For some people we meet with, it's so important to leave money behind. Other people say, I want to bounce my last check. But the reality is, if you've saved a decent amount of money and you have a home, you're probably going to leave money behind. And most people I talk to don't want to just leave that to the government. They don't want to get caught in probate. Hence the point of this show, which is all about legacy planning. So with that being said, Matt, Keith, I'll go to you. Keith, welcome to the show. It's been a little while.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you.
Everything good?
Glad to be here. Everything's going great. Yeah. Happy to be in the new year and all is looking great. Busy as ever.
And any new laws we have to worry about?
Oh yeah, we get plenty new laws and plenty coming our way.
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, has there already been sort of, whether it's with the new administration or, you know, people starting to already kind of get an idea of what policy is, or is it too soon?
Maybe 20% of the clients have already contacted me to say, what do I do? How do I stay abreast of things? What's going on? McManus Estate Planning, now we're running out blogs every week. or every other week, depending on the necessity for it. And we want to keep people up to date because I do think there's going to be some significant changes coming our way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think we want, as we go into this show and as we're going to get into like the importance of legacy planning and really the important documents that you really need to have in order. It's not just a will. There's more things, depending on your situation, that you should really look into. So when you say, and Matt and I talk about it week in and week out about how it's more surprising, and we're not here to judge anyone, and we're just here to help people, right? Everyone's in different situations. Everyone started planning sooner or later. Everyone's in a different boat. But I find, I guess I'm surprised for the amount of assets people have when they come in to see us, where they don't really, they've never really set up any formal estate plan. So do you see a lot of that? People come into your office, and obviously I'm sure they're doing, they're taking the step to do so, but are you surprised that they didn't start earlier?
Yeah, far too often. I mean, I have to give credit to SHP. You guys do a phenomenal job raising awareness that people need to look at this because it happens quick. You know, it happens quickly. You could get a bad diagnosis or someone pass away unexpectedly, and it can really throw a family into complete panic and turmoil. And you know, we're not magicians as attorneys. We're trying to get ahead of a problem as a planning office. So I really got to hand you credit that that's great you do that. You never see that from SHP clients, but I do see it from a lot of other people who don't have proper financial or tax advisors.
Yeah.
And as you said, this is it's a cohesive and a holistic plan. There's no one person sitting around the table as an advisor for a client that's going to figure it all out.
You need a plan.
The advisors need to talk to each other, have a good communication, understand their respective roles and their respective strengths and weaknesses, and then the client really benefits. They get that round table of advisors.
And what was interesting was last weekend, you know, Derek and I were talking about it when we were kicking it off. We were talking about it on our role is to, as you were saying, Keith, you know, bring awareness, but then also begin to, you know, sort of give them questions, give them things to think about the next generation, about their priorities. Yeah. You know, we were talking about how certain clients will come in, will say, look, you know, you can retire right now, and every single day that you're going back to work is because you're just adding to the pile that goes to the next generation. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want, or is that not what you want? Yeah. You know, and it's great because, as I said, we can sort of approach it from a financial aspect, and now it's like, okay, now we need to get things done. Now we need to make sure that it gets executed properly, and that's when someone like yourself comes in, and as I said, you know, now we're communicating, and now we're making sure that what we talk about actually gets executed.
And Matt, we've talked about, it's good to have some outside perspective like Keith, because it's easy for us to say time and time again of like, hey, here's what SHP does that's different than other firms, right? But this is real stuff. When we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about tax planning, it's not just a word. There's so much that goes into these plans for the clients that we work with. And it's amazing. I think a couple reasons why, you know, in the last bunch of years, how we've, you know, growing the company, it's not, you know, I think we have good people here, first of all, that we work collectively together. And I was thinking about, I was listening to some podcasts last weekend, Matt, and just, it's crazy what people charge for what we do. Maybe we're undercharged. Yeah. I'm like, it's like,
they don't give me any ideas.
I know, right? People are like, you know, we charge 1.5% for management fees. Then we charge a $5,000 financial planning fee. Then it's every year. So people are paying like 2.5%. For these plans, and it's like our highest fee, our minimum is more $500,000. Our highest fee is 1%.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it goes down from there, and it's like that includes the management, but it also includes at SHP Financial the roadmap. It includes coordinating the estate plan, tax plan, healthcare, income plan, all under one roof.
Can I make a point to that too, Derek? To be clear, SHP is totally separate from McManus.
Exactly. Right.
You guys are bringing up legacy planning and estate planning for the good of your clients. And to make it clear, you guys don't make a penny off it.
Well, right. That's the thing.
It's purely because you want to do the right thing by the client.
Well, if we're making them all this money.
That's why I never see it from so many other financial advisors, because I don't think the advisors, to be completely frank, I don't think they bring it up because they're not making a check.
Well, it's extra work to not get paid.
Yeah. And if you're doing the right thing.
And
by
some companies
people,
do. Yeah. Some companies, I don't want to throw everyone under the bus.
Right,
but the thing is, if we're sitting there and it's like, hey, we're going to make you an extra 1% a year. We're going to save you this much in taxes. We're going to reduce your fees. Oh, but by the way, you have this $50,000 tax bill just sitting there that we can cure. I'm going to make sure they go to Attorney McManus or get it figured out.
Yeah.
And that's true planning, Matt. And when it comes to building a plan, it's not just come in, you know, I think that's the norm, right? Unfortunately, and hopefully it's changing. We want everyone to offer the same services we offer, because I think it's going to benefit everyone, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just SHP that we want, and there's more firms that do it, but there's probably not enough firms that do it. It is what I would say. So if you're a lot of you, if you're listening to this right now, you might be sitting there saying, wow, I have this portfolio. It's done really well. I've grown my assets. I'm really happy. But my advisor doesn't talk to me about taxes. Yeah. My advisor doesn't talk to me about trusts. My advisor doesn't talk to me about this healthcare plan. And yeah, granted, I might be doing well in the market. Everyone is, right? But there's so much more to consider. That's like, think of a big piece of a pie. One slice is investments. Then there's another slice that's income. Then taxes, healthcare, estate planning. So make sure you have that full pie, because when you get to retirement, you definitely don't want to go back to work. I can promise you that. You do not want to go back to work. You want to do it right the first time. And so that's what we're here to help you do. Collectively, Attorney McManus, SHP, our team is here to work with you, right? Yes, we have a minimum. It's $500,000. But that's because the type of planning that we do is best suited for that. We're not trying to be arrogant. It's just more of the type of planning that we do. So if you want to set up a time to visit with us, we're happy to do so. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Part of this consultation also involves Attorney McManus and his firm giving a complimentary consultation on an estate plan. Do you have one? Is it updated? Do you want a second opinion to make sure it's kept up with the current law? The number to call right now is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit right online and get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined again for next segment with Attorney Keith McManus, and we're going to go into the important documents that you need to make sure you have and that are updated in terms of an estate plan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back to the SHP Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. And this week we're talking about the importance of legacy. We call it the legacy plan or the estate planning. That's kind of, think of in the retirement roadmap world here at SHP, we call that world number five. Income one, investments two, taxes three, healthcare four, estate planning slash legacy five. And some of you are listening right now and saying, you know what, I really want to make sure my son, daughter, grandkids get $1 million or $2 million a person. And then I have other people listening saying, heck no, I want to bounce my last check and hopefully there's nothing left to the next generation. But the reality is, for most of our clients here at SHP, Matt, and Keith, you know this too, when you're building good, solid plans, chances are there's going to be money for you to live on and there's going to be money for the next generation if it's done right. Unless you want, you know, it's impossible to time it to bounce your last check. And even if you do, you probably have property and life insurance. So it's an important thing to plan for. And I would say some clients come in and let's say you're listening to the radio show. They come in for the first visit. We're going through some questions, getting to know them a little bit better. And we say, you know, what have you done from a legacy standpoint? And a lot of them will say, you know, we've done some, you know, we have beneficiaries on our IRAs and 401ks. We say, great, that's a good start. At least we're avoiding some probate there. What about your home? No, we own that together. What about estate plan and wills and trusts? Well, we did a will when our kids were, you know, 10 and 11. Now they're 30. So, you know, and we're not here to judge at all. We're just saying it's such an important part of financial planning is building a true estate plan. So Keith, this is Keith McManus here from McManus Estate Planning. What would be some, like when someone's coming to you for the first time, let's say they're in their 50s, 60s, they're getting ready to retire or already retired, what are some, and they've saved $1 million or more. Mm-hmm. What's the What are some important documents that they should definitely have?
Sure, Derek. So as an attorney, when I'm seeing people for the first time, generally what's on their mind is family harmony. They want to make sure that if someone dies or becomes unwell, that it's not going to be disruptive to the family. They don't usually come in and they're immediately thinking about, gosh, how much am I going to save? And let me do this and that. But those issues come out in the first meeting. Generally, though, they're thinking something like, gee, I saw it when someone passed away unexpectedly. They wanted to bounce their last check, but guess what? They died a lot sooner than they thought. And something came up. They got a bad diagnosis. They got infected somewhere. They got something bad happened, or they contracted some disease and now they've died. And so now what do we do? And they don't want that to happen to their family. So they want to get ahead of the problem. So all of our clients have one thing in common. They're proactive. They want to get in advance of a problem. We're not this last minute, last ditch, call McManus Estate Planning at the 11th hour when everybody, you know, that's too late at that point. You can call us at that point, but it's going to be an emergency. It's going to be a serious issue.
It's not going to be anywhere near as good.
And it's not a plan. At that point, it's a reaction.
It's a fire drill.
It's a fire drill, right. And it's usually a referral to a litigation type attorney who's going to be in court with these people. It's going to be miserable.
Ugh, just ugly.
Yeah. So, Derek, typically what happens is they'll start off with some documents, and we'll get a core document package together that's different for every person depending on the family, the relationships in the family, and the complexity of their family, as well as the complexity or the simplicity of the assets. So we look at the family dynamics, we look at the assets, and generally people are going to develop their plan around one or more trusts. Yep. Now, you don't have to be multimillionaires to have trusts. People have trusts all the time for modest estates. They want to avoid probate, like you said. They want to make sure that if someone in their family's not well, like even if everyone's well today, we have no idea if they're going to be well tomorrow or when you've passed away. So we want trust to be able to protect whatever wealth there is whenever the people have died, so that it's not getting caught up in a probate system and a court system, so that we're minimizing or eliminating estate taxes, which they're often unaware that even exist.
Yep.
Capital gains taxes, you want to make sure you're getting a basis adjustment when people have died and not missing that by making gifts and things like that. You know.
And so the trust is really the trust in the first and foremost helps property avoid probate, helps assets avoid probate, has some potential tax saving benefits, especially in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And some, you know, making sure assets go to the right person in the bloodline, especially Matt. We have a lot of clients that have they're in second marriages. They have different children and from different marriages. And want to make sure it's all spelled out.
Well, and I think, too, that's what I was going to ask you, Keith, to kind of go back and to review that aspect of a trust. Because I think, you know, the key word that you mentioned, that people who have sort of minimal estates would still benefit from one. So I definitely, at least in my opinion, I think there's still that misconception like, oh, you know, I'm not a Kennedy or a Rockefeller, so why would I ever have a trust? I just need a will.
Yeah.
It's like, no, not necessarily.
Even a modest estate can benefit in a variety of ways. All of what Derek just listed is correct. I'd add one more, which is asset protection. Now, first of all, to be clear, please, please do not assume that if you have a trust, it does any of this, because trusts are all very customized.
Correct.
It's almost like writing a computer program now. It's not a template. It's not a form. And not all trusts
or it shouldn't
have
it. Be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Not all trusts have these benefits. But asset protection, Matt, is when you say to yourself, geez, I've accumulated even a modest estate. What if when I've died, one of my children is in the midst of a divorce? What if they got hurt? What if they got in a car accident? What if they developed an injury? What if my grandchildren are born with a disability? What if something like that happens and, you know, you just don't have a trust? Then your only option is kind of having these assets flow right into that person's name and social security number, where all kinds of mayhem can unfold. But if it goes to a trust that's done right by a talented trust attorney, who their law firm just does estate planning, you know, no other areas of practice, then that's what you can protect against.
All right, so trust is one thing. What are some other, because it's some other basic documents a lot of folks don't have that everyone should have.
So always included in plans like that are things such as wills, health proxies, HIPAA authorizations to give medical access, powers of attorney, and the incapacity documents that allow loved ones to make medical and financial decisions for you if you're not well. Incredibly helpful documents. Also making sure that assets are connected to the trust. So there's a whole host of documents, probably about 10 or 12 in all, in most of our foundational plans.
That's a big one too. We have a lot of folks that come into us for the first time that, I have my estate plan in place. And then we look at their assets and it's like everything's owned individually.
Yeah. I mean, I stole that line from Attorney McManus, who said, you know, having a trust without anything in it is like a car with no gas.
Exactly.
I mean, even though the attorney might create this and have it executed, and normally you guys take care of the property.
Yeah.
But when it comes to all the other liquid assets, you know, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, an extra step does need to be taken. And that's obviously part of what we do and the services we add. But it's amazing that sometimes that step is also something, even when they have a trust, sometimes they forget to fund it.
Yeah, like, well, for instance, most people, you're looking at beneficiaries of retirement accounts. Very often the beneficiaries are children in their name and
we
social.
We were talking about that last week.
Sometimes they're even minors.
Yeah, it's a mother from when they set up when they were 20 years old.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important. This we talk a lot about, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, right? Some people do-it-yourselfer say, I don't need any financial help. You might be able to manage stocks and bonds, mutual funds, but do you know where your income's going to come from? If you do, you're like, oh, you might be sitting there saying, yeah, I do. Do you know that you follow up with a tax code to know all the different tax savings that you may be eligible for while you're alive? And then do you have an estate plan that's set up so that when if something happens to you, everything's left to the charities, loved ones that you want in the most tax efficient manner? And that's why we've said it for years and years, but that's an SHP retirement roadmap. You can get a pile of stocks and bonds anywhere, right? I think what's different here is to get an SHP retirement roadmap, it takes the right person that really wants to cover all these areas so they can live their retirement and not worry about all this, right? They have us to do it. They have us to worry about where their income is going to come from, the volatility in their portfolio. They're involved. But that's what we do, right? And yeah, so one of the things we try to be upfront with is we have a minimum. It's $500,000. And some people get almost offended by that. But for the type of planning we do, it just makes sense, right, to have assets. We can't do all this if someone doesn't have that. So just being completely honest here, but for someone who's saved up the right amount of money, that's looking to build a plan, that wants a second opinion, there's no charge to sit down for that first meeting. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. You can do it virtually. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number again, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to leave you with a tip of the week. Right after this, we'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. And on this show, we've been talking about the importance of legacy planning, estate planning, world number five in the SHP retirement roadmap. This is an important area. If you missed any part of this show or you want to listen to past shows, however you listen to your podcasts, you probably, you know, it's become a huge thing now. It wasn't even when we started radio, you know, what is it, 13 years ago? We didn't even talk about podcasts. I don't think it was a thing. But now everyone listens to podcasts. So if you missed any of this show and you want to listen to past shows, however you listen to your podcast, whether it's iTunes or Google Play or whatever it is, go there, type in SHP Financial. You'll find this show and all of our past shows there as well. So with that being said, we've been lucky enough for this show to be joined by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. And we always want to leave you with a kind of like a final tip of the week. And so, Keith, we talked about a lot of different areas today in setting up an estate plan, setting up a trust potentially, setting up the important documents, healthcare proxies, HIPAA authorizations, power of attorneys. Sounds like a lot, but you do this work for so many of the folks that we work with and that you work with. So with that being said, what would be like a final tip that you can leave everyone with today?
So Derek, it's hard to narrow it down, but if I said there was one tip, it is the mindset. It is to be proactive and do not delay in creating an estate plan. You cannot assume that you're going to live a long, long life. You can't assume what tomorrow is going to bring. So the nice thing about estate planning is you do it, and once it's done, it puts your mind at peace. It increases your family's harmony, and you know that you've knocked down the basics of avoiding probate, addressing taxation, and protecting wealth for your loved ones if you're not well or you've died.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit. And I would say, you know, because that's the thing is everyone, some people don't even like to talk about this, Matt. They kind of put it off. And
there's a lot of superstition still out there.
It's weird.
They think if I begin to think about death in the next chapter, it's going to happen right then.
One of my clients has been with us for 10 years at least. And he's for the first few years, he's like, I just can't do it. I'm like, you got to go sit down with Keith. Like, you guys have saved up $2 million. Like, what are you doing? And he'd always laugh. Yeah, I just feel like if I go there, and I'm like, trust me, nothing. It's not going to change if you pass away tomorrow or in 5 years or 20 years or 50 years if you go set up an estate plan.
Right.
But we know at some point that day's going to come, so you should have an estate plan. And he would always laugh, and they did it a few years ago. But my takeaway, and we have been talking about this offline, is just the importance of having a team, right? I see so many folks come into our office, and there's nothing, and I'm not, there's nothing wrong with being like a one-person financial planning firm, right? And they do a good job, but I would say the benefit, if I had to say, of working with SHP and our team here, including you, Keith, is that there's so many folks working on your behalf, whether it's on the tax side, whether it's on the planning side, on the investment side, on the legal side, right? So that our goal here for the clients that come to us is it's one-stop shopping, if you will, for their entire retirement in the rest of their lives. And so I'd say the foundation when it comes to planning, when people start out, one of the most concerns they have is income, right? Having enough income for the rest of their lives. But then they want to make sure their investments are managed properly. Then they want to make sure they're being tax efficient. We saw all these new tax laws we're going to talk about next week. I have a list right here of all these proposals that are coming up tax-wise. You know, make sure you stay tuned because there's a lot of things going on. And they want, you know, if I'm you listening, I want to make sure that I have someone focusing on the taxes and what's happening there. And what if a healthcare situation arises? And if I, with all these assets I've worked my butt off to save, what's the legacy aspect? What's my estate plan? That's a true plan. That's what we do here at SHP Financial. So if you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, now's the time I want to take action, or maybe I have a plan, but I want to get a second opinion, or maybe you're just like, I don't have any of this and I need to start from scratch. That's what we're here to help you do. Usually when you come into our offices or you do a virtual meeting, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. And again, virtual. And when you come in, that first meeting is really just hey, how you doing? Get to know each other. You can ask anything of us. We ask certain questions of you to learn about your situation. Have a nice conversation. There's no cost, no pressure. If it makes sense, we then go to a second meeting and start building a plan. But I would at least take us up on the offer, especially if you're getting close to or in retirement. So the number to do so, if you call right now, it's 800-227-7777. You'll call, someone will pick up the phone. You'll either get a return call today or Monday, and we'll schedule you. Again, the number is 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com and get a ton of other useful information about different areas of planning, again, right at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.